got us in trouble. They ended up scoring a goal, but you could just feel it on the bench all night.
That was as good a performance from the Prince George Cougars since when, would you say?
Oh, I don't know the exact date, but it's a full game, a full 60 yeah. minutes. It's, I couldn't put those Vancouver games in there, but like I said, two really good hockey teams going at it. They're tough to handle, you know. Again, he's unbelievable out there. He can do it by himself, and they got lots of players that can do it. And it was a good job by our group tonight.
I know in the third period they had some looks, but I felt like a lot of times tonight, Coach, there was a lot of one and done, and you were able to really, you know, get the puck out of your own zone and get moving offensively. I feel like that was very evident here tonight.
Yeah, I think the key was our D tonight, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, they got the puck up to our forwards, and, you know, we did a lot of things right. You know, we mixed some things around tonight, and it worked.
You know, some cliches, best players have to be your best players. Look who your best players were. They were better than the Kelowna best players. You never want to simplify it, but that was a key as well, correct?
Yeah, it is. And simplify it, that's part of the package. Every night when you go on the ice, that's part of it. That's what you're up against. So we use that all the time.
Yeah, great to have Cooper Gazowski back. But really, again, there's so many good individuals. Like, we could talk here all day about your group. I know we talked about Cooper in the pregame, but also Josh. I mean, me and Harley always talk, like, take it for granted. But, boy, just such a calming influence in there. And, again, on a nightly basis, this kid is just so fun to watch. And, boy, it must be fun to watch from behind the bench also.
Yeah, it keeps my heart rate down when he's in there, that's for sure. And then he gives you something that gets it going, and because he's making such a good save. So, we really like our Rav.
On one of our previous podcasts, I asked you for surprises this season. And you thought about it for a moment, and you mentioned such, but then you said, you know, one guy that has really surprised me is Yakutsenak. Now, since that interview, has he surprised you even more, or... Just talk about him and the development. You know, this is first year coming in, draft, all that. You didn't know what you were getting. I mean, those were big league shots.
Yeah, I think he can be better. He does
really?
So many things good. He's first year over here. He fits. He plays, he can play center. You look at him, all the draws he's taken in the last couple nights, and he's been unbelievable, but there's a big package there.
Yeah, 17 faceoffs he took tonight, according to our score sheet anyways. And I thought you had a cool line about Dmitry. You said, yeah, he's working on his English, but he speaks hockey. And I feel like with those points that you just alluded to are maybe one of the examples of Dmitry.
Yeah, exactly, and he does. He speaks hockey. You can draw something up really quick and tell him something real quick. I know he doesn't understand, but he's looking at the rink and he figures it out. He's been playing great. He's a compliment player. It doesn't matter who you play him with.
You know, after the last couple of games, couple of people, you know, this is just natural in hockey. You know, what's wrong with the Cougars or what's going on there? And, you know, you look at a performance like this and this just tells you when you have everybody – you know, all cylinders clicking, this is why there's high expectations for this team, because you have it all. You've got the best goalie. You got Carson Carlson that nobody else has. You got Domanski, nobody else can block shots. You got Such, nobody can keep up with his speed, getting spectacular highlight reel goals. Yakutsenak, Paris, like you just go on, and that's why so many people are excited about this team, Mark.
Well, we should be excited about our team, but there's a lot of good hockey teams in this league. We just played the Memorial Cup team. You know, that's where we're at. You know, we're going to have to play real good hockey like we did tonight. You know, we got to keep up with these teams, but our division is hard.
Yeah, for sure. And you got Kamloops next weekend for a home-and-home. You got Penticton also. But I wanted to ask about the East trip that's coming up, very soon. And I would assume for you probably cool to get back to the Prairies and, you know, see some people that you probably haven't seen in a little bit. So I'm assuming probably looking forward to that trip that's just over a week away.
Yeah, it's, those are fun trips. There's a lot of kids that, from around that area. I'm from around that area. I'll see some people and... you know, there's a lot of distractions when we go out there, but we're in a dogfight right now, and we got to keep our heads in the right spot and keep her going here.
How do you weigh rest versus practice, knowing that you've got practice time coming up, but then the grind, turn around, you host Kamloops, then you go to Kamloops, go to Penticton, then you go on the trip? How do you sort of play it now? Because you need your practice, but the team needs rest as well.
Yeah, you do both. And that's the funnest part of hockey. You know, especially after you play really well, you're going to go into practice and you're going to feel good. And then you, those are the best weeks that you can have. And then you get your base, you set yourself up to go on that road trip.
So maybe we'll end it with this. Does the coach of the PG Cougars have a Super Bowl party, or does he watch it in private, or what does he do when that game is on, or does he just watch more hockey films?
I really don't know. I'll be watching the game. Yeah. But I'll be watching some hockey tomorrow also.
Yeah, good day of sports. Olympics too are on. So yeah, very exciting. Mark Lamb, congrats on your 30th win. 4 straight years you've done that, and many more to go. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks guys.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb in our post-game show. Again, appreciate his time. As always, we were going to have tonight's first star, I believe, Josh Ravensburg, and join us momentarily. But it's a happy head coach right there.